Radio.
Welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio on Monday, a semi-sunny afternoon here in the marsh. And you're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. And I'm just checking to make sure that I don't sound too distorted today. So how am I sounding to you, Jan?
Sounding good. Hello, everybody.
Jan, I can't hear you very well.
Can't hear me very well.
I think I think the hearing's going a bit in my old age.
Oh, move your microphones.
Talking of old age, we have a lovely guest here, a very young guest sitting here. Marvellous. Hello, Alison Carter.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Angela and Jan, lovely to be here.
Oh, she's looking gorgeous, isn't she? Yes, unlike me, I feel a bit ruffled today. But yes, Alison is here to talk to us this afternoon about her marvellous business, No Place Like Home, and all the intricacies about later life support and how you're very, very different to other care companies. So we're going to be chatting with you, Alison, and finding out a little bit more. And also we've got some music, so we will be singing along, dancing along, dancing on the tables. No, we're not really, Paul, don't worry. Our producer might be now panicking.
Oh, I don't know. I'm very up for a dance.
Yeah. So, listen, just for our listeners' perspective,
yes.
They may know of you already. They may be following you on Twitter. I've been tweeting about you all week.
Thank you.
They may know little about you. So for our guests and our listeners out there, welcome everyone who's listening in. Just tell us a little bit about, first of all, Alison Carter, because prior to No Place Like Home, before you set it up, you led a very different career, didn't you?
Well, yes. My background is quite an interesting one. After university, I then set out in the language services field,
right,
working in London, a couple of different companies, essentially coordinating translation projects, mm-hmm, for large companies, traveling a lot. Really, really exciting time. So that was 10 years in the private sector. Then I had a change. I had my children, but I didn't stop work. I continued working down at Canterbury Christ Church, lecturing. So it was a complete departure.
Yes.
And I did a change again from languages into tourism and environmental management, because I love all things travel, enjoyment, outdoors. Environmental management seemed the thing to do, because
yes,
I thought I'd like a job in Kent doing something outside potentially, or with tourists, or enjoying myself. So that's why I did that. Ended up lecturing in marketing, of all things, at the business school.
Had
a wonderful time, met loads of wonderful colleagues at Christchurch.
Yes.
And finished my master's, PhD, and then part of my research was looking at tourism policy and how it's put into practice by small tourist attractions.
Right.
And in my journeys around, I built up lots of relationships with county council people, tourist board people, all sorts of different organisations. And the county council We were in conversation about how we could put together a new tourism strategy for Kent.
Right.
And I ended up working in Kent County Council as their tourism research and development manager.
So people may know you with a different hat.
With a different hat. Yes, I used to be St. Clair Baker at that point in my life. I then married. My life changed. I married someone else, Terry Carter.
Hello, Terry, if you're listening.
He has a toothache. It's his birthday today, and he's just had root canal.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not
timing.
A good birthday present.
So happy birthday, dear, you're listening.
Yes, happy birthday. What's his name? Terry. Happy birthday. Shall we? No, we won't sing. I won't put you through that, Terry. So, Alison, No Place Like Home, from our brief chats about it, and obviously meeting you at the various tweet-ups that we often talk about here on the show. It was a very different direction, but you had a bit of inspiration, didn't you, that really made you change direction?
I did. I've always been interested in doing my own thing. And over the very many years, I've thought about different business opportunities. And about a decade ago, my mother-in-law, unfortunately, had a stroke at our dining room table.
Oh, good grief.
And we started, my husband and I, and my sister-in-law and her husband, obviously had the challenge of sourcing care for my mother-in-law and also my father-in-law, who is registered blind.
Right.
And we sort of observed how they kind of coped with it over that period. And I became really interested in later life and how people cope with the challenge of things not panning out potentially how they thought they would.
Yeah.
So did lots and lots of research, because I'm that sort of person.
Yes.
Looked at models from the United States, some of the franchise models, looked at existing care companies, and there are a whole host of brilliant companies out there, and I will re-emphasise that as we go along, because they are absolutely marvellous. It just sort of started the pot boiling, and I started thinking
photo
about
it. Photo shoot going on there.
Yes, I saw that. I've taken my jacket off now, by the
That's
way.
That's all right. She's it's getting warm in here.
It's getting
so
warmer.
We let you take not all your clothes off, Alison, please.
Right. So I did this research and looked around, and little by little, the idea sort of took root. Mm. And then in 2007, my own father was diagnosed with vascular dementia,
right,
very sadly. And that then made me think, do you know, I'm going to have to do something about this, because Mum and I had to source care for Dad.
Yes.
And as his situation changed and his condition changed,
yes,
we then had to work out how and plan for that sort of next stage.
Yeah.
And so that really was what where my inspiration came from. And finally, I took the leap to do something about it and set up my own business in last July, Friday the 13th of July.
Friday the 13th. You see, lucky for some.
Absolutely.
Well, I got married on August Friday the 13th, which is tomorrow. So happy anniversary for tomorrow, dear.
My goodness me. Birthdays, happy anniversaries.
Yep. Can
we get Merry Christmas in here? our listeners are probably shouting at the radio, Angela, how dare you bring that C word in? But I've just said it. Anyway, yes. So
at least you're
happy
not counting.
Happy birthday. No, we're not on countdown mode yet.
Oh, no.
No.
That's
so
good.
Yes, Friday the 13th, last year, 2012, you launched No Place Like Home.
I registered the business at that point.
Oh,
so we're a lot younger than that, but we are building gently.
You are. Which some ways, especially when you're looking at new business and working with small businesses, as I know myself and Jan, we've done and still do, that's probably sometimes a better way to go about it, rather than all the bells and whistles from day one.
Mm.
It's build it up slowly.
Definitely.
Get the foundations.
Yes, it's very much an organic growth.
Well,
that I'm looking for.
Organic growth. Marvellous. So it's not just you, though, is it? I understand there are others
in your business. There are others with me. I have a wonderful lady called Rona McClelland. Who you've met. She's my registered manager. And then we have a team of personal assistants.
Fantastic. So. And I love that term that you use, personal assistant. So some people may think personal assistant, PA, secretarial, but we're talking about personal assistant, as in the word you use, companionship.
Yes, I think the primary purpose of what we're doing is around companionship, really sort of helping people make the most out of their later life, whatever that might mean to them, because it will mean something different to each individual at the end of the day.
Indeed. So you've obviously moved completely into this. This is your whole soul and will be everything to do with it.
Absolutely.
It's taken over your life.
Yes, this is what I'm going to do forever now. And I don't intend to retire. Oh dear, I've said that live now on the radio. I think it's, you know, this is another phase of my world. And I'd like to do whatever I can to improve the lot for other people. And I don't want to stop doing that. And very often you see people retire and then they sort of slow down. And I'd like to, I see life as a progression.
Yes.
And that we, you know, all growing all
it's
the way through.
And more.
If I can help other people continue on that exciting journey, I want to carry on doing that forever.
Excellent. That's brilliant.
Indeed. And also it is about, you hear those stories, and I've worked with people, coached people who've retired. And there's an element of either they fall out with each other because suddenly they're at home together and you're getting under my feet, dear, get out the way. Or you've lost that community as well because you were at work. You had colleagues, you had a team around you. And so there was that interaction and that banter.
Even commuting.
And commuting.
Just the pattern of getting up at a
certain
time.
I had a train gang. We used to have lunch. We used to have birthday parties on the train, Christmas. I've said that word again.
Yeah.
On the train.
We're
so, yeah, there's
August.
That banter. When suddenly they find they've lost that. And I think that, again, later life support, whether or not people have that stereotypical thought of, oh, that's care homes. But from my understanding of meeting you and chatting with you more, it is that passion for that zest for life,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the end. It doesn't have to be the finish.
No. I mean, it's just another life stage. Life is a series of chapters, and they're all slightly different, but equally they should have exciting points in them. They're going to have low points in.
Sure.
You know, we've all been there.
Absolutely.
My life has had its ups and downs.
Indeed.
But it's about, you know, capitalising on what comes and really making the most out of whatever you can still do, or things that you might have liked to have done but you haven't quite dared to do them, and maybe we can help do them in some way. It may not be the full way, it might be a different way, but it's still exciting.
Think differently, think outside the box.
Mm.
I love throwing that in. People hate me saying that, and I go, I just got to say it anyway.
Are you a management consultant?
You're
a previous word.
Yeah, in a previous world when I was an alien. So you're based in Faversham in Kent?
Correct, yeah, just outside Faversham at Sindel Park. And we have a little office. I mean, the office...
Oh, it's a lovely office. I've visited.
It's only a little space.
Clients visit you at the office?
If they would like to come and see us there, they're very welcome to do so. Always a good idea to give us a call first, just in case we've popped over to the very nice hotel next door for a quick cup of coffee.
Is that the executive boardroom?
Well, they're lovely. Lunch. They're lovely over there. And if we need a toasted sandwich and we've forgotten to bring anything and it's Friday, occasionally we might go and have a nice sandwich in the hotel.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
It's about celebrating life.
It is indeed. And see, our guests do it all the time, don't they, Jan?
They just link it into the
song that we've had. And so although the actual title is The End of the Line, then some of you may know by the travelling, I call them the Willoughbys this morning, but it's the travelling Wilburys. The name of the song may not be so apt, people think, End of the Line, but actually, as we've just said, it doesn't have to be, and
absolutely
it's all about
not.
Being positive.
And listen to the lyrics,
and listen
very
to the actual words. I won't sing, I promise.
Thank you.
Well, it's all. Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got someone to lay. Somewhere down the road when somebody plays at the end of the line, purple haze. Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line. Ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. And it don't matter if you're by my side, I'm satisfied. Well, it's all. All right.
Channel Radio. So, the positive effect, and it's not Absolutely. The end, it's the beginning of something new and beautiful. With no place like home, Alison Carter is with us today in the studio on Who Cares Wins. You're listening to us on channelradio.co.uk. Jan's looking at me. You look so cute there.
Cute.
Behind. You do cute. I know that's not a word that probably you'd like to be described as, but you do with your little headphones there. You just need a fishing rod and you'll be fine.
leprechaun impression.
Indeed. With no place like home, Alison, coming back to you, obviously the inspiration behind it, but for our listeners then, it's about later life support, but exactly what is it that you offer? And also, you're based in Faversham in Kent. Is it all over the UK or are you only particular areas?
Right, well, we're starting locally, very locally. Mm-hmm. We're just operating in Swale, which is Canterbury. Sorry, get myself muddled up. Faversham, Sittingbourne, Sheppey.
They're
the main
area,
towns in the rural areas. And Canterbury District, so Home Bay, Whitstable, Canterbury, and the rural areas outside those areas.
Fantastic.
So it's very local, mm-hmm. Partly because I don't really want people travelling all over the place to go and find clients.
Yes.
Because otherwise they're going to become exhausted running huge distances all the way to Dover or down
Indeed.
To Romney
and
Marsh.
Presumably, if they're coming all that way, there's a potential for hold-ups, not being able to get to the client and the concern
Correct.
And the worry, I presume.
Correct. So it's very much a local business, locally based. I appreciate I'm down here on Romney Marsh.
You
speaking,
are.
But because this is internet radio,
Indeed,
it doesn't really matter,
yes,
does it?
Absolutely.
To be anywhere in the world.
I'm assuming you wouldn't go to we have listeners in India and New Zealand, but probably not there yet.
Hello, that's exciting, isn't it?
Indeed,
that's next
it
year,
is.
Maybe.
Next
yeah.
year. No, but I think...
As you evolve, perhaps.
Well, for the moment, all my attention and focus is on those two areas because, as I say, I want it to be a very small, personal service
yes.
where I also have the opportunity to know everybody myself. Everyone who comes on board with us,
yes.
I've actually met and they've met me. And
that's a really good model.
Yeah. So I don't want it to be bigger than that. So geographically limited.
Mm.
And as I say, there's a defined size that the business can ever grow to in that sense. So what do we do exactly?
Mm. Well, if I have a sort of later life in my head of, okay, I'd contact you for what?
Well, it's very much, as you yourself said, companionship based.
Right.
That's our primary purpose, first and foremost. In terms of day-to-day, what that might mean, as I said before, it would depend on every individual because everybody is different.
Indeed.
So it could be, let me give you a few examples of clients that we currently have.
Yeah.
A person who has decided that they actually would like to move to a residential care home.
Okay.
But they would like some support in helping them make that move.
Mm.
So all the packing up and the things they have to do, the shopping errands that they have to go on. Generally, the sort of support, morale support as well, because they're on their own. They don't have any other family.
Mm.
So they come to us because we are sort of in loco familiae, let me say.
Yes.
So that's one example. And we're going to continue with a relationship with that person once they've moved in. And I guess the model is very much about relationship building. Our minimum contact time per week is 3 hours.
Right.
So that's
is
three consecutive hours.
For it being 3 hours, is there a sort of...
When we were looking at what could you do in an hour, what could you do in 2 hours in terms of relationship building with someone, by the time you're in the front door, going out and doing something, you're on to what I call time and task, and I'm not really a great fan of time and task. I think it has its place, and as I said earlier, many of care companies, the sort of traditional care company model is very much about... We're coming in, we're going to do this for you, and then we're off again.
Right.
Whereas I wanted to sort of focus on the companionship, on the relationship building, and on those sort of time to talk rather than time and task, if I can
put
it like
indeed.
That.
Yes, indeed.
So anyway, that was one client example. Another one is I actually go out with a client. I'll tell you about my client. Once a week, my clients and I go out and we do... Ladies do lunch, which
Excellent.
Is absolutely marvellous.
Fantastic.
She is a wonderful lady. we go out and we have little adventures, actually. We sort of design them the week before for the for the week to come. And we do manage to do it in three, occasionally it's 3.5 hours. But we go off. We've done bluebell adventures when the bluebells were in full flood.
Yes.
You can have a flood of bluebells.
So do you provide the transport? Would your client provide the transport?
Well, in some cases, clients can no longer drive. Right. And that's part of their motivation for coming to us. Because it's not just a taxi service. Again, taxis have their place.
Taxis are there, yes.
And there are some great taxi drivers, I'm sure, that go above and beyond being a taxi. But the purpose is here. Mm-hmm. We're going out together to enjoy some quality time together and do something that perhaps you've really wanted to do.
And I think it makes a difference knowing a few people. If you do it with somebody, they may not... maybe I could have got a taxi here, maybe I could have got a bus here, maybe I could have gone here on my own. But doing it with somebody else is just... It's very different.
Yeah,
as you say,
sharing.
It's that relationship and that human contact, which I think we've mentioned on previous shows, that actually we're human. We are born to have connection. Have that contact. Yeah. So that's lovely.
And I think, you know, there are wonderful companies out there, and there are charities who offer befriending and who offer companionship for free, and they're wonderful as well. I mean, my own mother has a wonderful person from an organisation called Crossroads,
who many people will know about,
who comes along. Her name's Chrissy, and she's been coming along to sit with my dad whilst my mum goes out of an evening once a week. And she's been coming since my dad was walking and talking.
Right.
So he actually knows her. So, you know, volunteering has its place as well.
Yeah.
I think I like to think of mix and match. Again, talking about my parents.
Yes.
In the morning and evening, we work alongside one of the big care companies. They come in and help dad with his personal care in the morning and evening.
Mm-hmm.
And during the day, mum has her own personal assistant, which is where the inspiration, as I say, evolved from this, the model we've devised.
Right.
And Heather, who's a marvellous personal assistant, may well be listening. Hello, Heather.
Hello, yes.
Mum. And Dad.
Hello, Mum. Not my mum. Well, my mum, maybe.
And Heather, essentially, is a great companion for my mum. She's, you know, very, very helpful in all respects. Mm. She's a wonderful person to talk to, and also allows Mum to go out and do her things and go to her clubs and things that she...
Without the worry,
because she knows that it's like having her own daughter in the house helping look after Dad.
Yeah, and it takes the pressure off families where sometimes the daughters and the sons, as much as they would love to be able to do it and step in, reality check, they've got their own families, they've got work, they can't do it. And then there's that sort of guilt and the emotional effects. So that's beautiful that, you know, you've got that option to take that stress away. So just from my understanding and for our listeners, is it that your staff offer care as in the... what the word you used earlier?
Personal care.
Personal care. Or is it, no, we only do this bit and then that overlaps to, as you say, another organisation?
Well, my vision for it was that people would be prepared. So be prepared as a good girl guider. I'm still a brownie guider on Tuesday evenings.
That's the scouts.
my registered manager, Rona, is like me, also a Queen's guide, you see. I'm not recruiting people by their association with guiding.
That's not part of the criteria.
It isn't on the job description, but it's this notion of be prepared. And I know you can't prepare for everything in life, but trying to at least think ahead. We all sort of bury our head in the sand and think,
sometimes,
you know, we can do all our fitness and everything, but it's, what are we going to do later in our lives? What is that going to look like? So planning ahead might mean that you introduce a little bit of a personal assistant before you really need it.
Mm.
So that hopefully you avoid the crisis happening. That's my vision.
Yeah.
So you might start just drip, drip with your 3-hour session each week. Or you may choose to work with a voluntary organisation. As I say, for me, the more the merrier out there. I can't afford to do it for free, unfortunately, because I have to live and I've decided to take this up as my career.
It's a business model.
So 3 hours a week, and then you can build from that. And initially companionship, but I have been through the red tape and registered with Care Quality Commission, and all my staff are trained
website, the tick,
in terms of the skill sets that they need. We have all the insurance and the proper modus operandi of a care company as well, but that isn't our primary purpose. We're there, hopefully, as I say, if people are prepared, then they might bring us in a little earlier and we can enjoy that companionship. But if their needs then escalate, we can be there to provide the personal care, because it's quite nice that the same person, perhaps.
Indeed, yeah, they've got that relationship already. So, yes. So with your staff, your recruiting, you joke that they don't have to necessarily have the badge of a girl guide. Is there a particular person you do look for when you're recruiting a personal assistant?
I think the most important thing we're looking for is the mindset.
Right.
Obviously, skill set can be learnt, but a mindset is almost innate. And I think they have to be absolutely passionate about working with older people. Mm-hmm. All the people actually who are working with us have experience of family or caring directly for older people. So they've got that empathy. I also have, as part of my recruitment process, although it's not the only factor we look at at all, but we have a mindset personality questionnaire which we've designed with a company ourselves.
Great.
Looking for sort of some specific characteristics. So one of those might be interpersonal skills, or might be real ability to empathize. It's just that difference. I think it's about active listening as well, and really being able to
Sorry, Mum. It is very important, because you need to be able to take on board what that person is really saying to you, rather than, oh, I know what you want, you need me to wash up, do that, get that done, and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is a very key
And really
quality.
Reading the whole body, the whole person, and listening intently and
Indeed.
Not being distracted and...
Texting.
Yes, Angela, come on.
I'm not honest.
She isn't. I'm just picking on her.
And do you provide your services Monday to Friday, all week, 24/7?
It's absolutely what the customer needs.
Right.
At the end of the day, I think we're sort of carefully crafting the care or the whatever it is the person would like
they
us
need.
To do. Mm. So it will vary from person to person, as I say.
So that is very bespoke.
Ladies do lunch is a particular favourite of mine.
I wonder why.
But on the other hand, it could be, you know, a Monday to Friday full day arrangement where, you know, you're providing respite for somebody caring for somebody else.
It could be
3 times a week, or, you know, could be going out to the theatre with somebody because they haven't got anybody to go to, but they'd really like to see that show at the Marlowe.
Yes, indeed. Well, there's lots on at the Marlowe at the moment.
There is indeed. And could you respond to an emergency? So if, for example, somebody, 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's house alarm's going off and they don't know what to do with it, could they contact you?
I dare say they could contact us. Whether you'd answer the phone. That particular situation hasn't arisen as yet. However,
but the potential is there.
They have got our mobile numbers. So, you know, either myself or Rona would be on call and we would be able to be called. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to ask before we go to our next song. There's a colour purple theme in your website, your brochure I saw earlier, and you wore the colour purple. Is there a link? Is there a reason behind that? Or is it just that that's the colour you liked?
Well, purple. Purple is my mum's favourite colour, mauves and purples. And I'm not sure they totally suit me. Maybe some of the darker purples are okay.
Isn't
it? Blonde. But there's also that poem, isn't there? When I'm old.
Yes.
When I'm an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat that doesn't go and doesn't suit me. And I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say, we've no money for butter. So it's kind of...
It was that link of carefree and hay.
Yeah, you know, life's for living and enjoying and, you know.
That's fantastic. Mm. And again, you've done your Gold Star Award at the moment is going to Alison to link into our next song with a lovely singer, which I know this song is one of your favourites.
This is a very special song for my mum and dad. Yes, this is... Shall I say what it is now?
Yeah, please do.
When I was growing up, on Sunday morning, Songs for Swinging Lovers was put on the radio, Frank Sinatra, and my mum and dad would dance around the house.
Oh, how wonderful.
This is a really special one I really, really like.
And of course, we're talking about life is, you know, to enhance the quality of life, no matter what age you are. So You can sing along if you like.
And we'll pick up on the forget-me-nots later as well.
I might forget that.
I'll remember.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
This station is powered by Simplecast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Channel Radio. So I'm feeling, at least 10 years younger now, singing along to the wonderful Frankie, the old blue eyes there. And Alison's got a huge grin on her face there. Alison Carter still chatting to us from No Place Like Home. And you're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio. We've had a tweet, I notice. Karen Constantine. Hello, Karen. One of her top tips for business well-being is to treat every day as a gift. That's why it's called the present.
So indeed. I like that.
So, yes, coming back to your point there, and I was singing away about, just that image of skipping through the meadows of forget-me-nots. I could just visualise that. It's, you know, that whole purpose of, it doesn't matter, age is a number. That's all it is, really. It's
absolutely.
That, you know, how you attack life and how you live it. So is there a link to forget-me-nots? You were saying something earlier?
Well, just before I tell you that, my granny always used to say to me in her 90s, and she was with us till she was 94.
Wow.
She used to say, I still feel 18 inside. Yes. And I thought that was amazing. And I know that's true of lots of
it
people.
Is.
And the lady I have lunch with as well, she and I, I'm sure, are pretty much the same age, if not younger. I'm sure.
I'm only 5 and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm younger. I'm only 5.
No. Now, coming back to, I know that as well as running No Place Like Home, but before we go into, there's a sort of other tangent that you do. With forget-me-nots, there is a bit of a link into your other little passion.
Yes. Well, this is, I've got a badge on here, which has got a forget-me-not on it. And forget-me-not is the symbol, the Alzheimer's or dementia symbol. And I'm a dementia friends champion, which means that I'm as a volunteer, basically trying to raise awareness amongst our community about people who have dementia and how we can basically all be a bit more friendly towards them and help help people just live well as possible with the condition.
And music, actually, interrupting you, music I've read, in fact, recently, is that a lot of the care homes are using music because sometimes people may not have the memory, but suddenly a piece of music and they're able to sing all the lyrics, they're able to play the piano and know all the notes.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Because there's that memory that apparently is a slightly different recall, isn't it? So, yes, music.
Definitely, music is very, very powerful. And my own dad will change his state when he listens to things like the Pearl Fishers and beautiful opera arias, and we play a lot of music for him, and it's about knowing the person deeply and having that real sort of they call it person-centered care in the sort of care profession, but it is true. If you look and deeply delve down and understand the person, then there is more to the person than just the dementia. And I think as the condition progresses, you almost tend to forget, or many people forget, that's a real person there.
That's right.
And you can find that person and many aspects of that person as well.
It's just maybe the initial aspect has gone, the initial front line of remembering, say, that I'm your daughter or I'm your son.
Yeah.
But actually there might be other things, and it's, again, looking beyond perhaps what was the norm, what was the habitual.
And the fact that sometimes it can come and go.
Yes.
So if you switch off and say this person in front of me is no longer the person I knew, then you're going to miss out on every opportunity when the dementia comes and goes. Mm. So by, as you say, understanding the person, playing music, doing activities that might be memorable to them, might mean something to them, you stand more chance of keeping that person with
you
for longer.
Yeah, there are lots of things that people can do. And I think also, I mean, dementia is not a natural part of ageing. We think it is. Mm. It's more prevalent as you get older, because I guess the likelihood of there being some malfunction or a disease of the brain occurring gets higher as you age. But it isn't a natural part of aging to develop dementia. So it's
and you actually in No Place Like Home actually do aware, don't you? Get my teeth in now. It's catching the dementia awareness training. You actually run the courses, don't you?
We have, for our own staff, we have a specialist dementia trainer who comes down from Cambridge, actually, who's like myself. I also volunteer for Alzheimer's Research UK along with my mother. And I met this lady, Chris Elsley, from Forget Me Not Dementia Training. Lovely name to the company. And she comes down. And the reason I like her is because she is very much hands-on as well. She works in a care home setting a couple of days a week, and she has a private client once a week as well. So she's very much working with people day in, day out, as well as delivering this training, rather than just being a trainer and very theoretical. She's, like me, she's very passionate.
Yeah.
And whilst my business is not exclusively at all about people with dementia, really, you know, I welcome couples with one partner who has dementia, or, you know, if we can help in any way, shape or form,
absolutely,
we will be there.
Yeah.
Because I'm
but of course you've got that extra interest or extra knowledge, what's the word, extra passion maybe.
Yeah.
In that line. So, Jan, you're scribbling something down there.
Questions popping here, there, everywhere.
Yeah,
fire away. I'm ready.
We've touched on the dementia side of things.
Yes.
Do you have clients who may have either sensory or physical disabilities? Or are there any areas that you, at the present, do not support?
I think, again, it's about customising to individual clients. We do have people who are quite physically disabled. So, you know, people who, for example, have chronic breathing issues that we're working with.
Yeah.
People who are very wobbly on their feet as a result of sort of brain problems.
Okay.
People who are physically completely incapacitated, in fact, where we're supporting the partner to help care for them.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, horses for courses.
Yeah, it's about asking the question of your service and then tailoring it. So if I were to approach you and say that I've heard about your company and I'd like to do X, Y, and Z, is there any kind of assessment or interview process before I become a client, and how long might that take?
Joan, you're very quiet.
Am I very quiet? Yeah. I'm trying
That's
to talk
better.
Louder.
So thank you.
I'll get closer to my mic. Should I repeat my question?
Go for it. Repeat it.
Okay. So if I approached you tomorrow and said, I've heard about your company, I'd be interested in doing X, Y, and Z, is there an interview process, an assessment process before I qualify to be a client?
Well, we would come down to wherever you were and meet you.
Within the Swalecliff area.
Not Swalecliff.
What's Swalecliff?
Swalecliff is a very specific
area. That's where
we are,
yeah. Sorry. Oh, dear. I'll just go home. Bye.
Yeah. But wherever you are, we'll come out to you, or if you'd like to come to us, and we will sit down and discuss what you would like to happen.
Right.
And that could happen the same day if we were able to come down that day and you weren't too far away within our area.
Mm-hmm.
Or the next day, we would try to respond quickly if that's what you would like. Alternatively, you might like us to come next month. Again, almost the assessment process is customised to whatever the client would like.
And so from your website, you've got a couple of topics to sort of entice people in, and it says maintain your social life, keep fit and healthy. So might you find me a Keep Fit club to go to? Might you come to me and do Wii machine exercises? Could it be literally anything?
It could, again.
Jessie Pavelka.
One of our PAs is actually a qualified fitness instructor.
Oh, excellent.
And where we're located, up at Sindel Park,
of course.
We are next door to a gym. And they recently had a new client at the gym, not one of my clients, but who joined in her 80s. So, she had exercises bespoke to her particular requirements.
Mm.
So, again, it would be really the sky's the limit in terms of what you might like.
Excellent. And now, always a sticky question. How much might this cost me?
How much would it cost? Well, again, on our website, we advertise our rates. It's a range of rates starting at £18 an hour up to £32 an hour. And really, it depends on how often you'd like us to come and spend time with you, what you would like us to do, and
For example, for our listeners, you mentioned the ladies at lunch.
Ladies
do lunch. Example. Mm-hmm. So if that was, is that, you know, a typical set?
Well, this is that's just a 3-hour trip out per week.
Right.
So it would be our minimum charge,
yeah,
which is £96. So it's under £100 for a very special treat out.
Yes.
It obviously depends.
But if you were just going to someone's house for making a coffee and a chat and a sit in the house,
it's the same. That's the cost of our PA time, personal assistant time.
Yeah.
And does the client pay for the PA's meal?
Yes. Yeah. So again, I guess there's normal costs would be defrayed in that way. But our PA would have the egg sandwich as opposed to the lobster.
Absolutely.
They would be encouraged to be be fruitful.
Well, it's obviously. Yeah. But then I would think the same.
They're not out
for
a meal. They're out for their client, aren't they?
Yeah. And if I was out with my mum and dad, then again, I wouldn't be sitting there and trying to eat my brother might be, but I wouldn't be.
Eat your inheritance.
The most expensive thing on the menu.
No,
it's
absolutely
not. But you don't have to have a meal. It could be mid-afternoon. You might be going out for a cup of tea.
Doing
anything, really.
Yeah.
Or you might like to take a flask of coffee with you and go and eat fish and chips on the seafront.
Lovely. I'm
an
hungry.
Ice cream, actually. We did go for ice creams on the seafront because it was so hot. We did that instead. It doesn't have to be a huge...
That's wonderful. And we are fast approaching time. It just whizzes by in here, doesn't it?
It does.
We warned you, Alison. We said it would fly, and it does fly. But one thing I want to make sure our listeners are aware of is that they may have, as Jan is scribbling and I'm scribbling, we do always run out of time with the questions. But we have our Facebook page, which we invite you, Alison, to keep an eye on if people do pose questions.
Okay.
Please to add your thoughts there. Contact details. If somebody wants to get hold of you to find out a bit more, to perhaps quiz you on something specifically you've mentioned and take it over to a deeper level on exactly how does that work, what's the best way that we can get hold of you?
Well, our website is noplacelikehome, all one word, and then dot EU. I have to remember that because I couldn't get com or co UK or org because I had to buy them for £10,000 plus from the Cayman Islands.
And we don't want to be doing that.
No, somebody else.
So noplacelikehome.eu.
Yeah.
And email address?
Email address. You can email me, Alison Carter, all one word again, at noplacelikehome.eu.
Fantastic. And of course, you are, or we're already following you on Twitter, which was, we mentioned, I think, earlier in the break, but the Twitter handle is at, obviously, Twitter handle, and then just shorten it, instead of No Place Like Home in full, it's just the letters NPLH Kent. Don't forget to put the Kent in.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll be off somewhere else.
And we don't want to go Cayman's Islands, no, that's it. Stay in the marsh, please. So yes, we will have a bit of music, which again, which very apt to sort of finish off before we just summarise today and disappear for another week. And we are all, at the end of the day, I'm 5 and a half, you're five.
I'm 5.
Or 18. We are always young at heart. So that was a lovely Bluebells. You see, we get the links in everywhere here, singing Young at Heart. Or Young. I'm going into a different language now.
Young.
And we've been joined in the studio this afternoon by Alison Carter of No Place Like Home. Alison, it has been such a pleasure to hear briefly a snippet of really what your service, you know, your organisation is offering and really your vision for the future and where it's going. But also, I mean, she wears me out just listening to her with all the other avenues that, as well as running a business, looking after a family, but also then doing all of this wonderful voluntary work. So amazing woman. And I'm sure if our listeners, especially if you're listening to this on a listen back facility, then remember you can still tweet us or you can on the Facebook page pose any questions that arise, and we'll make sure that Alison can get in touch with those and get back to you. But there's something else, Alison, that you just threw in there about, I just picked up because I noticed that we had a retweet from a new follower, by the look of it, Kent Choices for You, which is helping you find the right course, training programme or apprenticeship in Kent that's right for you, and it's run by Kent County Council. So, hey, there's a bit of a link back there because obviously you were working.
I was, yes. I was never worked on the people side of the business, the children's or adult care side. However, one of the things, another volunteering thing I do is I'm a member of the Kent County Council's dementia-friendly communities reference group.
Right.
And it's a huge group of people. People who have Alzheimer's are on with their families, which is brilliant.
Okay.
Lots of organisations. And it's about making Kent a dementia-friendly community. And one of the initiatives involves young people.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids have been involved in contributing towards something called the Dementia Diaries. And I'd urge anybody who has teenage-age families to get a copy of Dementia Diaries.
You can get it online.
You can get it online.
Go and have a look on searching Google and find.
And it's a really, really lovely publication. It's called The Dementia Diaries.
The Dementia Diaries.
And it's written by teenagers. It's literally their experiences of having grandparents with dementia. And it's such a helpful resource. It's really a lovely read as well, written, you know, edited well.
Yes.
It's got lovely pictures in it as well. It's a fun book.
I guess the library would stock something.
All
like
libraries,
as well.
Yes, yeah. It will be in all Kent County Council libraries as well. It's really, really good. They've
fantastic.
The SILC, the Social Innovation Lab for Kent, have done loads of really brilliant
these
work.
Logos that we have
around. I'll give them a plug because they're doing some really, really good work for dementia. And at the end of the day, I mentioned the forget me not. That little symbol, wherever you see it in any other logos, it means we're all working the same direction. I just urge all these charities to work, you know, in the same way, in the same direction.
And talking of, as we finish on the show, as our listeners, regular listeners will know, we always talk if there's any particular events that are going on. And I know, Alison, you actually have some that you wanted to talk about. There's a couple of events that you're either involved in or you're delivering.
Well, this is just the members of the general public who are interested in attending and becoming and getting one of these little badges, a dementia friend.
Right.
It's a 1 hour awareness raising session.
Uh-huh.
They're midday. I've got them on the 4th of October, the 18th of October and the 1st of November. And basically every month there'll be at least one. Just look on the dementiafriends.org website. It's organised by Alzheimer's Society.
Brilliant. And you're speaking. I'm
speaking at the Alzheimer's Show next May. I can't quite remember the dates.
That's fine. We'll let you off. Well, 2014. So
we'll publicise that nearer the time.
2014. But yes, and, we'll keep posted on that.
And on the 1st of October, we will be, myself and Rona will be down at Sittingbourne Town Hall. They've got an event, a later life sort of event, which is for the general public. And we will be there.
That's
so
great.
If anyone's
pop down and meet Alison.
Anyone that's in the marsh, maybe a day out to Sittingbourne.
Yes.
And go and see Alison. That's fantastic. Well, thank you once again for joining us in the studio, Alison,
it's
this
been
afternoon.
A pleasure.
It has been an eye-opener in many shapes and forms.
Absolutely.
So just before we disappear, we've got about 5 minutes left of our airtime before we go on to Pastures New. And I just wanted to give another plug. If you haven't been on and sponsored the lovely Lisa Settle of Tailcare Limited in her mad moment of doing this Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge, she's doing it on the 28th of September for Diabetes Type 1, the charity, and she's doing it to raise more funds for research. Get online, justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie-Settle. Again, I'll post that on our Facebook webpage. Do go on, sponsor a 5p, 50p, £5,000, whatever you can do. It is a huge challenge for Lisa And if you can just dig deep, that would be fantastic for diabetes type 1. Jan, I think you've got a couple of events, something to highlight there.
Just thinking with the lovely summer we're having this year compared to last, and with the summer holidays upon us, if you're looking for things to do, then there's the East Kent Walking for Health website. It's www.walkingforhealth.org.uk. And then just go through the menus and search out for the southeast section.
Okay.
Lots of lovely walks you can take there. That's free of charge, keeping the kids entertained and getting everybody fit and healthy.
Yeah.
If you're into disability sports, then the BBC has a disability sports calendar.
Oh, wow.
But then specifically, on the 7th of September, it's the National Paralympic Day. And clubs are being encouraged to throw open their doors to absolutely anybody who's interested in the sport. So you don't have to be disabled if you just want to find
just
out a bit more.
Yeah.
And the website for that is parasport.org.uk and then search for
NPD. And we'll post all that on
Facebook. We will indeed.
So everyone can, and also we'll do a link to LinkedIn. Anyone in the LinkedIn groups, then you can get that there. And also don't forget, if you are intrigued by yoga and you want to retreat to Ramsgate, the lovely Ramsgate in Kent, if you've not ventured over there to Pugin's house, if I pronounce that correctly.
Sounds Pugin, okay to me.
Pugin. And you can come along for the whole retreat, the Seaside Yoga Retreat. Have a look on their website, seasideyoga.co.uk. So Ramsgate's sometimes a bit of a place that's undiscovered. Now, inspirational insight. I have a lovely lady in the studio called Alison Carter of No Place Like Home. And you have a lovely little quote to finish us off with today, don't you?
Yes, I have one. My mum's been a huge inspiration.
Aww.
And this one is not only hers, but I think my dad used to have it up as well. So this is it. And I'm sure many will know it
probably
already, but I like it. Look to this day, for it is the very life of life. Yesterday but was but a dream, and tomorrow a vision. But today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. So look to this day.
Fantastic. Oh, I like that.
Right, applause
for that one. I think that's absolutely super. We're getting better and better each week, aren't we? So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, listeners out there, and your Twitter land as well, for joining us on air. We are back next week, as usual, 3 o'clock on channelradio.co.uk, or again, you can listen to us again, your choice. Don't forget, Channel Radio, we're on there as Listen Again each week, but it gets replaced each Monday. So today's show will be there, and then next week it gets replaced. If you're looking for older shows, don't forget that both my website and Jan's website, you can find all the shows from back in March, the 18th, the launch show. You can find all of them there and you can have a listen. But next week's show, we have another great guest, Jane Unsworth of ABC Simple As, and she's going to actually be demoing with us the emotional field therapy technique, EFT, the tapping technique. So a bit of tapping on air next week.
Not Tune dancing in. Tapping.
Yeah. I'm going to sing now.
Oh, no.
See you all next week. Have a good week.
Good week all.
Yes. Thank you.
Sometimes we don't